Morning, Alan.
Well, Eamon, the floods, the heavens have opened, but what sort of weather have we been having here, and what's the latest update from a council perspective, please?
Yeah, a lot of rain, Alan, and there may be some localised flooding and people just want to be careful on the wet roads. But thankfully, the yellow rain warning is at the lowest end of the warnings. But now it's in place for 24 hours. So even though it's eased here at the minute, we'll have rain throughout the day. So our men are on standby if anything occurs. But we don't think it's going to be as bad as some of the previous weather warnings. So just take care on the roads. There may be some localised flooding and obviously plenty of water on the roads.
And have we been caught on the hop a bit with this, Eamon? Because in living memory, I can never remember a July like this, can you?
No, and, you know, anybody who may be sceptical about climate change, I think this is it right in our faces. I suppose we all remember fine summer holidays, but no, this is most unusual. I wouldn't say we're caught on the hop. In fairness, Met Aaron are very good at the warnings now, to come much more accurate. So once we get the warnings, we're always very well prepared.
And what are the indications going forward for the next few days? We're thinking of Killag, which is not too far away. We're thinking of other big summer events as well. What are you hearing on the grapevine, or what's the latest update?
Well, the next 24 hours are to be, I suppose, the worst of the rain, and it improves dramatically towards the weekend. Hopefully, Clag will get out without maybe being too wet.
Okay, and Eamon, another point raised yesterday by many of the councillors was the continuing boiled water notice in Ferns. And just people have been asking me, what's the position with Wexford County Council and Uisce Éireann? Is it now really at the behest of Uisce Éireann that this is to be sorted, or what's the story?
That's correct, Alan. Since September of last year, it is Uisce Éireann now who deal with all those issues. But I've been in constant contact with Uisce Éireann, and they're working hard to fix the problem inside in the plant. They've had one clear cryptosporidium sample, but as I said yesterday, they need three in a row. So the best case scenario is 2 to 3 weeks. They have to be careful with cryptosporidium. We've seen what that can cause before. So it's better to be safe than sorry. But 2 to 3 weeks, unfortunately, looks like the length of time before this can be cleared.
Now, they have been asked regularly to put forward a spokesperson. They are contacting us with regular statements. To be fair to them, they're giving us updates, but we so far have yet to come across a spokesperson. Just from your own technical knowledge, Eamon, what when you talk about cryptosporidium, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's a bacterium viral infection that can cause abdominal pain and sickness, and can get very serious. Again, with our surface water sources that come from rivers, as you like, the weather doesn't help either. Yeah. Anything can get into the water, and if the treatment system at all has a fault, cryptosporidium can get in to the system, and it can be very serious, as we've seen before. So in conjunction with the HSE, this is taken very seriously, and I'm sure that it will be put right in the timescale I've mentioned there.
But just to recap, what you've heard is 2 to 3 weeks, a further 2 to 3 weeks for this boil water notice.
That's right, Alan. Hopefully it'll be sooner, but Uisce Éireann don't want to give a false hope. They do have to treat this seriously, and it may take the 2 to 3 weeks.
Finally, Eamon, if people are caught up in this current bad weather that we're having and they need to contact Wexford County Council, what's the best course of action, please?
Yeah, our numbers are widely advertised there, so just ring the help desk at Wexford County Council, and any issues, we'd be happy to try and resolve them.